WIRX.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
641, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with Hunter. Oh, God.
Wait. Tim the Tool Man Taylor came back to what's his new show? What's his
Last
show?
Man Standing. Yeah, he did he's pretty much had almost all the characters. Actually, the only one he hasn't, I shouldn't say almost. I know, what was the name? Or her name, his wife.
Jill,
but what's her real name? Patricia, anyway.
Patricia, yeah, I know what you're saying.
So she was on it. Randy.
Al.
Was Al on it?
Al was on it.
Randy was on it. Was Pam Anderson on it? Pam or Heidi? I don't think either one of those have been on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Brad hasn't been on because he got in jail for beating up his girlfriend, you know. So, yeah, but... Hey, and now he himself made a cameo on Last Man Standing as Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I like it. It's good stuff, because why not? Because people like what they're comfortable with, all right? That's what it is. It's like, oh, I see both of them. Everything's okay. Everything's right with the world.
I enjoy it when shows do that. They, like, cross over, you know? It's good, because that's what people are thinking. You're not fooling anybody by not doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess they all live in the same universe if you really want to break it down that way. For me, it seems kind of lazy. It's kind of like, you know, because when you watch Last Man Standing, it's very similar to Tim the Tool Man Taylor, hijinks and shenanigans. Yeah, you know, so I don't know. Yeah.
It was like when the Power Rangers and the Ninja Turtles collaborated. That was pretty cool.
First of all, that was the greatest thing ever to happen. That was the coolest. It was two of my favorites. Yeah.
Power Rangers and Ninja Turtles together, No villain has a chance.
That was the first time I got a boner as a child. It was great.
Wow, it's kind of weird.
It was amazing. I loved it so much. I was so excited.
Jeez.
Huh? Man.
Moving on.
All right, folks, let's keep her going right now. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
I know you got one too, Hunter. It was too amazing not to.
Say it on the air, though, for God's sake.
What? It was the first time little Brock Peepee got hard, is all. It's the Pink Ranger with Leonardo. Oh, my God. As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair in Benton Harbor. Breathe easier with AIR. They got you covered, man. Well, sales of vinyl albums were strong in the UK. They were honestly strong everywhere, but in the UK in 2020. And the biggest selling, one of them of all year, was Fleetwood Mac's Rumours. And I have a feeling that has to do with that TikTok video going out, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, let's go buy that. Now, it topped the list, including other heritage acts such as AC/DC, Bob Dylan, Paul McCartney, The Beatles, Bruce Springsteen, Pink Floyd, and Queen. For AC/DC, Dylan, Springsteen, and McCartney, it was vinyl copies of their latest albums that were the big sellers. So, like, AC/DC's Power Up, that was up there. That was near one of the top sellers. The Arctic Monkeys had the most albums on the list with 3, followed by The Beatles, Nirvana, and Oasis with 2 each. They do have the full list, but number 1 was Fleetwood Mac's Rumours. Oasis, What's the Story, Morning Glory was number 2. Amy Winehouse, Back to Black was number 3.
Wow.
Weird.
Wow.
Nirvana's Nevermind, number 4, and then Harry Styles' Fine Line was number 5. So, kind of crazy.
I haven't heard from in a while. Arctic Monkeys. You said that. I haven't heard
dude. They're fantastic. If you've never checked out the Arctic Monkeys, they're really good. But I think they had a new album in 2020. I'm almost positive. But so there you go. Some hot album sales really around the world, but especially in the UK. That's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1948. Oh, the Danger Zone was born. That's right. Loggins. Loggins was born in Everett, Washington.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for making him born.
God, I love Kenny Loggins.
For making that song. I'm not sure exactly what Kenny Loggins did. I haven't really studied him too much, but I know he made the song Danger Zone, and that was a big part of my life.
That's all you need to know. That's it. That is literally it. That's all you need to know about Kenny Loggins, and it just proves you how awesome of a guy he is. He made frickin' Danger Zone, bro.
Awesome, man.
All right, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history. We'll be back.